Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we spotlight political figures shaping America's narrative coast to coast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today, we're discussing Pennsylvania Representative Lloyd Smucker, a lawmaker whose personal journey from an Amish childhood to a successful business owner is one of the most unique origin stories in Congress.
It really is a remarkable backstory. Before we get into his policy work, tell us more about his early life and his career as an entrepreneur. It's not a typical path to Washington.
Not at all. Lloyd Smucker grew up in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, as a member of an Amish family. He was one of nine children. This upbringing instilled in him the core values of hard work, thrift, and community that are central to the Amish faith. His formal education stopped after the eighth grade, as is common in the culture. As a young man, he chose to leave the Amish community and forge his own path. He started a small construction business, and for 25 years, through sheer hard work and determination, he grew that one-man operation into the Smucker Company, a major commercial construction firm that eventually employed over 150 people. This experience of signing the front of a paycheck, not just the back, is absolutely fundamental to his political worldview. He understands business from the ground up.
After a quarter century in business, what prompted him to make the shift into public service and politics?
It was a desire to apply the lessons he learned in business to government. He first served in local township government and then was elected to the Pennsylvania State Senate. In the state legislature, he focused on fiscal policy and education reform, earning a reputation as a pragmatic, pro-business conservative. In 2016, when the congressional seat for his home district opened up, he ran and won. His campaign was built on his life story, that of a self-made businessman, not a career politician, who understood how to create jobs and manage a budget.
In Congress, he landed on the perfect committee for someone with his background, the powerful House Ways and Means Committee. What is his role there, and how does his business experience inform his work?
The Ways and Means Committee is the chief tax writing committee in the House, and it also oversees trade, Social Security, and Medicare. For Smucker, it's the ideal place to apply his real-world economic experience. He sees every issue through the lens of a former business owner. When debating tax policy, he's thinking about how it will affect a small business's ability to hire a new employee. When discussing trade agreements, he's focused on opening up new markets for Pennsylvania's farmers and manufacturers. He was a strong supporter of the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, arguing that lowering the corporate tax rate and simplifying the tax code would make American businesses more competitive globally. He is a consistent voice for fiscal discipline, reducing government spending, and reining in the national debt.
His district, including Lancaster County, is well known for its agricultural roots and large plains sect communities. How does his work in Washington connect back to the specific needs of his constituents?
His background gives him instant credibility and a deep connection to his district. He doesn't just represent a major agricultural area, he grew up in it. He understands the challenges facing family farms because it's part of his own story. On the Trade Subcommittee of Ways and Means, he is a fierce advocate for fair trade deals that benefit Pennsylvania's agricultural exports. Furthermore, his focus on family, faith, and community resonates deeply with the socially conservative values of his district. When he talks about the dignity of work or the importance of fiscal responsibility, he is speaking a language that is perfectly in tune with the people of Lancaster and York counties. He is, in many ways, a direct reflection of the community he serves.
So his entire political career is really an extension of his life experience as a businessman from a unique cultural background.
Exactly. His political brand is built on authenticity. He isn't just talking about the American dream. His supporters see him as someone who has lived it. He believes the principles he used to build his business, hard work, fiscal discipline, and personal responsibility, are the same principles that should guide the nation's economy. This clear, consistent worldview, rooted in his unique personal journey, is what defines his role in Congress and his connection with his voters.
That's our profile for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this episode and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.